It is time. For heroic horns, a heroic salute from Gene Bolduc. My realization that that is a real synthesizy sound effect as well.
It is.
It's called heroic horns, but it's pretty much made with a keyboard, right?
I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
I think it is, but it makes you sit up straight.
Absolutely.
It does for me anyway.
Yeah, I'm standing.
You're standing, so
yeah.
I
got
to
stand, otherwise I lose all my energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right? It is time for Thing Not a Thing, that time every week at this time when Gene and I take a look at all of the things that are ticking people off on social media and decide whether or not they are actually a thing or if they're not really a thing. Because sometimes it's hard to tell.
So if it starts with Kardashian, it's just not a thing.
It's just not a thing.
It's just not a thing. So we can just rule all that out.
All right. During the break, during that 1 minute break we had, we talked about starting this with, since this is the end of 2017, last chance to do this before the new year. We'll talk about the biggest thing and the biggest not a thing of the year 2017. So what is the biggest thing, first of all?
I think the biggest thing is the Mueller investigation, special prosecutor for a president about a minute after he comes into office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like a minute. I think it's been since, what did we say, April, something like that. April and maybe May, since he really got his feet on the ground. He's already got, you know, 4 indictments, 2 convictions. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the undercurrent of, it's the biggest thing in the political world. Probably the biggest news event, my opinion, is the Las Vegas shooting.
Yes.
I just don't see how you can put anything close to that. That's an act of domestic terrorism that's gigantic.
Yeah.
It's bigger than
Oklahoma City.
In terms
of sort of
City.
American news, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. But in the political world, which tends to drive the news cycle an awful lot, I do think it's a Mueller investigation is the biggest thing.
Biggest thing for me that I'm gonna cop out on this a little bit and say that knowing what I know about just sort of history in general, and the newspapers are always the first draft of history, and then the historians will look back and criticize the newspapers as much as anything else. So, and the reason for that is that hindsight will give us a different perspective. So I'm gonna cop out on this and say that the biggest thing from 2017 is probably something that isn't currently making the news. Whatever it is, we'll find out later. That's happening, that's in development. People are going to look back on this year and they're going to see something really significant that we're not currently seeing, I think.
Well, I think from a historical perspective, mm-hmm. I just don't think you can argue that it's the re-emergence, the insurgency in the American body politic, starting with the Women's March and all the way through the year, culminating with elections in the fall and the Moore election, the Moore non-election.
The Moore non-election, which he's still fighting
the
for
Jones
some
election,
absolutely
which
bizarre and unsurprising reason.
Moore planting his, you know, his Confederate It Ain't Over flag, saying, I'm not going to concede, while all of America says, don't care if you don't, if you don't concede. It doesn't matter.
Really fascinating thing about that Moore non-election is why, when all was said and done, why does Doug Jones win? He wins because turnout among black voters is so surprisingly high in Alabama relative to expectations. So for all of the talk about the allegations that those women were making against Roy Moore, the thing that might have hurt Moore the most might have been that unbelievably ridiculous, stupid, racist comment that he made that flew a little bit under the radar.
Yeah.
About, well, you want to make America great again. When was America great? Well,
slavery.
Even though we had slavery, it's like,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
That,
what did
I
you
think,
say?
Might have ended up costing him the election in a way that the allegations of the women didn't.
Comments from,
the anti-Semitic, homophobic, I mean, you name it, he is it.
You know, plus, and you know, doesn't get enough play. Mm-hmm. His record,
yes.
His record,
oh, yeah.
His record as a jurist was, you know, horrifying. So,
But having said that,
hard to choose.
Having said that specific thing about Roy Moore, I think, you know, my cop-out answer, the biggest thing is something that we don't know about right now, or we're not kind of aware or conscious of. But of the things that we are aware and conscious of, this hasn't played out completely yet. And I've said on numerous occasions that this is the tip of the iceberg that we're seeing right now. But I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that the biggest thing from 2017 is the Me Too movement.
I hope you're right about that.
Yeah.
And
I think you're right
that we're only at the very beginning of a very substantial wave. And I really do believe, Aaron, that this comes to my, not so much a New Year's resolution as it is a wish,
mm-hmm.
that, and it's a little bit complicated, you know, even for me. my wish is that does transform into a wave. I understand, by the way, there's going to be another women's march in Raleigh on January 20th.
20th, good.
Saturday, another women's march. I'm going to bet there's going to be a women's march every January 20th.
Yeah.
As long as Donald Trump is president.
I think I'm judging an ethics poll that day, actually. The
Are
UNC,
you really?
Yeah, UNC does. If it's not that day, then...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to work on that.
They are going to have to work on that.
So what I think is going to happen is I think there's going to be all these elections. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to go very badly for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
As you and I have discussed before, it would be expected that they would lose substantial numbers of seats, but I think they're going to lose up and down the ballot in a really massive way. And then here's my wish. My wish is that if the Democrats can sweep into power at this particular point in our history, that this is going to mean they're in a great position to do very big things in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and then, because of the census, can do even bigger things with reapportionment, in that they would have the power. It's important to have power.
Mm.
That they would have the power to change this nonsense of states being able to gerrymander districts,
mm-hmm.
and find a way, yes. through appropriate means, of course, to turn all of these into systems where nonpartisan boards are used to do reapportionment and bring back democracy.
Yeah.
Because this rift that we have in our body politic that it's caused us to be so fractured is the entire basis for power for people like Donald Trump. It's not just him.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people in the GOP.
Yeah.
So that's my wish, that systemic situation is the wave that comes across the country. I think democracy could make a big comeback in 2018. It's very exciting.
What's the biggest non-thing from 2017?
The biggest not a thing.
We're agreeing on this one.
Every single letter, semicolon, and covfefe that came across Donald Trump's stupid Twitter account.
Yeah. I'm gonna 100% agree with that. I think everything that Donald Trump tweets is not a thing. What is a thing is our reaction to it, because those words have no power unless we give them power by paying attention to them and letting them sway our opinions and our thoughts.
I think that
in any direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in the scheme of history, that's going to be an interesting footnote, but. Gosh, it's so much fun to watch a mashup of, Sean trying to spin it in the in the press room, and all these people who work for this lunatic, you know, trying to conform reality to something that he said that they weren't prepared for. The wild incompetence that's actually present on the ground in the White House, that is a thing. The Twitter thing is just a funny little obvious public symptom of it, but it's not the disease.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, you are, and we're wrapping up the year. We're expanding on these points and telling everybody it's the end of the year. I'm just trying to think of what in the world has happened since we recorded that
program.
We
recorded this a while ago.
Yeah,
it actually wasn't that long ago,
I know, but it's been over a week, so the whole world could feel like it's changed, but...
I don't think it has.
It hasn't changed much. No.
It's been a quiet week after Christmas.
It's been a quiet... Well,
of course, I just jinxed it. But
you did. But we're all going to hope to just sort of sweep into a nice, lovely new year where the pendulum starts swinging back in the correct direction.
What is your New Year's resolution, if you have one?
My New Year's resolution is to try to listen more and judge less.
That's a good resolution. I like
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't mean I'm going to talk less, just judge a little bit less.
I can listen with my mouth open. That's fine. Yeah.
Right. Flies going in. And yours? What's yours?
Mine is to actually start writing again.
I-S?
I-S?
Yes.
Oh, I-S.
A-H, comma, yes?
Yes, yes. We'll see how that goes.
About anything in particular?
I've got some ideas. This was also my resolution in 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, and
Aaron, I'm just thinking that, you know, Jimmy Fallon does this thing with thank you notes every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he did enough of them, he said, hey, you know what? That's a book.
Oh, and just,
so
oh, hey.
We should publish.
We should do Thing,
thing
Not a Thing.
Not a Thing.
I like it.
That might be
I'm actually totally on board with that. Let's do
that.
That
could be a thing.
All right.
You could get a special copy of Thing Not a Thing if you're the 17th caller to the Ron Stutz show as soon as he gets back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. wait till the middle of the week. I got one more day filling in for
right, him. Right. No, yeah, not tomorrow. No. In the new year. In the new year, you call the Ron Stutz show.
There you go.
That's right.
Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thanks. Happy New Year.